And Amazon keeps coming up in this episode. We've got another Amazon story because, you know, Amazon, as you said, owns Twitch. Right? That is right? I'm right there?
That is correct.
Okay,
is correct.
So, okay, so how about we say goodbye to Amazon's free paid app of the day? You remember this? I remember when it first started, and I was all about it and would do it. And then I realized, at some point, I realized it was too much of a pain in my butt.
Well, so. Jason, the show's all about Android, not all about Amazon's free app of the day. That was just too long of a title. We had to reject. So,
yeah. All about Amazon's Android.
Yeah.
So, but they are replacing it with something that you might want to get into called Underground. It's a collection of, they say, $10,000 worth of apps, games, and in-app items that are actually free, meaning you get all of these paid apps, access to all these paid apps and their in-app purchases and all that kind of stuff without having to pay a cent. Amazon actually worked out deals with the developers to pay them on a per-minute basis based on your usage. So it's still free to you. Amazon's paying out of pocket. I hope the developers are getting a good deal in that regard. And Amazon's paying them. Users pay nothing. You won't find the install in the Play Store, of course. You'll have to search Amazon's website for Underground, or if you have Amazon's App Store installed, again, you have to find that through their website. Then you can find Underground through there and install it. So, I don't know. This is an interesting model, actually. What do you guys think?
It's a little bit weird. I don't know that I completely, totally understand it. So, like, you go and there's, like, coins. And first of all, just to install Underground, like the App Store, you have to go download this APK. And then Android says, hey, you know, this is an APK. And then you have to go change your settings and say, yes, I'll allow it. Like, so there's, I mean, it's not like the Play Store. So it's, you really kind of have to, it's a little bit of a runaround for a regular person. And then I don't understand the name Underground. Like, I there's a coin system where I, like, use so many coins to buy a thing. It's confusing. And so they pay developers by the minute. What does that mean? So, like, if I put to-do text in Amazon Underground for as many minutes as my users spend in their to-do list, like, Amazon pays me? I guess that's a good deal, but I'm not sure why Amazon's doing that. I don't know. Am I being dense, you guys? What am I missing here?
I don't think you're being super dense. I mean, I think in Amazon's defense, and Josh, I just put in the chat the link to the Amazon Underground page on Amazon so you can see it. It's not that hard to get the app. I mean, if you go to the feature page on Amazon's site, all you need to do is either on your device go to amazon.com/underground or enter in your phone number or email address, and they'll send you a link to download it. So they've made the jump to get it a little easier. You know, it's not that bad. But again, you know, why they won't play on the Google Play Store, I do not understand. That seems like a bizarre corporate, you know, kind of, no, we can't do that. You know, just doesn't seem to make sense. But I am with you on the coins and the way the developers get paid and all that sort of stuff. That seems a little weird, but if to the user it's free, then who cares, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Amazon just wants as many people using their app store as possible. And so I kind of feel like this is a way of them saying, we'll make the offer so sweet for users that they can't not install it because we're giving you all of this stuff for free. It's very similar to the free app, paid app of the day. We heard that and we went, wow, on the Play Store, I would pay for this $3, but instead I get it for free here. The inconvenience is me checking every day to see if I really want it or not. And here, I don't know if there is much of an inconvenience unless the coin system has an inconvenience factor to it. But, you know, they just want people to think of them when it comes to using apps.
Getting apps.
And using their app store. And so if they make the deal just so sweet you can't resist, then they've got you there. And as long as they're paying the developers something that developers actually are happy about, and I guess that's a pretty good deal. I guess I don't know the answer to that, you know.
And I guess
it's a better deal for developers, for sure. Like, so the Amazon approached me about offering the to-do text, my app, as the free app of the day. And they were kind of like, you'll get all kinds of new users. Like, that was the offer for me. Like, as a developer, like, that's what I would get. Thousands of new users, but no one would pay, right? And I said, no, thank you. I'm good. So developers are getting paid. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But you're not sure how much, and I'm not really sure. Like, as a user, so Amazon's paying by the minute the amount of time I spend in Amazon apps. The developer, I don't know. It seems confusing. I feel like free app of the day was way more straightforward. But again, it was a real pain to go check it and to get the app store. And you know, installed because you had to, you know, change your settings or whatever. So I don't know. This feels like we're just going to, you know, repackage this in a new way because people got bored and forgot about the free app of the day.
Especially when you consider like really successful, really successful games, let's say, that have in-app purchases. And we know those are super lucrative. How much is Amazon paying a developer of a game like that to do this per minute? That is worth that developer saying, yes, let's do it because I'm not making enough from in-app purchases, even though from what we know, those are actually really successful, depending on the game. And some big name games are in here. Well, so they have to be paying them something.
Yeah, they've got Star Wars games and Angry Birds and things like that. So clearly it's enough for, but are those big enough that they're like, yeah, it's just, it's more pennies in the bucket, you know? Like, sure, Amazon, we'll play nice here if you help us out over there, you know, somewhere else. You know, who knows whether or not this helps the small developer who's just trying to create something. I mean, it seems as if this is a way to drop the free app of the day program, get people looking to Amazon for apps again, and then introduce a new edgy underground brand, you know, that they say they're committed to in their non-SEO image-based letter to the user. You know, they make a point to say that, you know, that this is a long-term program rather than a one-off promotion. We'll continue to invent and add more benefits to Underground. So they're trying to build a, you know, why they would do this, like not HTML text is beyond me. But I mean, yeah, it looks like a typed letter. Cool.
It feels it's like a ransom note. The whole branding around the whole thing about how they're sort of creating this like special dark deal in the Underground. I don't know. I get it. I get that it's marketing, right? But it's also kind of like.
But it's also kind of true. I mean, think about it. If the marketing works, basically what they're telling you is anything that you want in Google Play that's worth money, you can get here simply by installing this app and using it through us. And that's a pretty good deal, actually, for users. The more we talk about it, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, man, that, like, I really hope this is worth it to developers, because the more we talk about it, the more interesting it sounds. Yeah. I wonder how successful it'll be. But
we'll see. Yep. Like all things with Amazon, we may never know until they fire the team. Until they lay off the whole team. Exactly. Yeah, so you never know.